So when you were on the ship, were there any incidents that occurred while you were on board?
Run-of-the-mill incidents.
Such as?
LP boiler would go dry once in a while, and as a beginner, that used to shake me up, and it would happen so frequently that the first engineer was a really nice guy. And I'd come up to meal times. Eddie Bell was his name, and he'd say, "Well, Third, how's your LP boiler?" Like it was exclusively my job to keep it fired. Eddie was a wonderful guy. He was one of the survivors. And subsequent ships, when I sailed with him, whenever it got rough, he would just turn ashen white, I'm sure, you know, worried about it. A ship, especially fully loaded, has got a characteristic of, I don't know how to describe it, I can show you how it feels.
Sort of like a Boeing?
Yeah, you can feel it, and you know, when you're in real bad weather, sometimes you wonder what the breaking point's going to be.
So the ship is flexible in that sense?
Yeah, it flexes. You can definitely feel the motion. That ship was loaded with a load of furnace oil for South Boston. And I had eloped. My wife and I moved to Port Arthur, Texas, where I thought I would have more opportunity of seeing her, because Port Arthur was one of the most common ports. And as it turned out, as luck would have it, they consequently put me on the West Coast, so it didn't really improve my ability to get home.
So you were traveling between where on the West Coast back to Texas to see your wife?
Well, the ship was on the West Coast. It never came back to Texas. It trafficked on the West Coast.
Yes. So when were you able to go back to Texas?
Well, when I was on vacation.
Okay. You know,
when I went on vacation.
So for the 45 days, you would go back to Texas.
I'd go back to Texas, yeah.
Okay. At any point did you... And when did you marry your wife?
1971.
Okay. So were you still... By this point... Okay. So the Texaco, Oklahoma had gone down by that point.
Right.
So which ship were you on at this point? Still a Texaco ship? Or a different company?
Yeah, I think all Texaco. My whole career was with Texaco.
Okay.
On the West Coast, I believe they put me on the Texaco Montana.
Okay. So this is your second ship?
Right.
Okay, and this is in 1971?
I probably would. I'm a little bit rusty with the times. There was also another ship in the Texaco Connecticut that I was on. I think that might have been between the Oklahoma and the Montana.
Okay. And when did you meet your wife?
I met her while I was going to school, while I was at Maritime, probably 1967.
Okay. And you eloped in 1971?
Yeah.
And moved... did you elope from Massachusetts or down in Texas?
No, we just packed up and moved to Texas. And
okay.
Got married in front of strangers for witnesses. And unfortunately, that marriage lasted 9 years, and that was it. But it's a tough thing to ask a woman to stand by, you know, when you're gone 8 months out of the year. So these days, as I reflect, I'm a lot more forgiving of that transpiring. Wonder what might have been if I hadn't been away so much.
Okay.